Right. So that, you know, you got a local intramural league or whatever, and the homeschool kids can play and they can play baseball or football or what have you. What's going to happen when it is discovered that those leagues are supported by Title VII or Title IX of the Civil Rights Act at somewhere, and by a block grant that was granted to a state and doled out to a locality? What's going to happen? You're going to get sued. The Catholic or the Christian kids are going to be told, hey, your little darling over there doesn't want to go to a drag queen batting practice. Well, I don't want him to go to drag queen. Well, you have to. Well, no, I don't. Well, he can't be on the team unless he supports drag queen batting practice. Now, some of you are going, like, man, a church, please, that's not going to happen. Don't put anything past these people. They are working with Beelzebub and the boys. They are capable of any act of evil that you can if you can conceive of it, they already have. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing on a Thursday. And we're squeaking along here. Chat room is it's starting to come. There's a little life in there. I have no idea with the listener numbers, but we made it in here today. I'm a little, I'm a lot under the weather, but I'm going to press on and get my 3 hours in. Michael Hitchburn will join me for the final hour. There will not be a brand new episode of 5 Minute Mysteries this week. We're going to have to put it off because of the time that I missed with the changing of the schedules of daughter number two's visit and the funerals that had to be attended. But that's okay. We'll get back to it full throat next week. But our call-in line telephone number is 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Said chat room is the Crusader Stadium. Is open and online at crusadechannel.com/chat. So some of the comments in the chat room about how we can't get away from this monster. That's the point. You can't. They're tightening the noose. They're strangling the noose right around us. There's another piece that I have here in today's pile of prep on this subject here, and that is Joy Pullman's SCOTUS's transgender ruling firebombs the Constitution. Now, I don't think the Constitution says anything about race relations or any of the things that it said that it says things about. Now, they've done this under the guise of or under the protection of the 14th Amendment, the Miracle Amendment, as I call it. Anything is possible under the Miracle Amendment. And now we know that schools having to admit open flaming homosexuals as teachers for whatever grade and practicing their homosexuality is part of that agenda. There's no way to dismantle this. Look, how did the world, how did the people that suffered under the yoke of Soviet communism, how did they escape it? What did they do? They left. They seceded. Used to be an inside joke between me and Herr Dr. Kevin Gutzman about the Russian Constitution that was amended in the late 60s or early 70s. To include a secession clause that Stalin had allowed a clause to be put in the Constitution, the Soviet Constitution, that if one of the states, the member states supposedly, wanted to leave the Soviet Union, it could secede. And Gutzman used to say, when people say, well, we don't have a secession clause in the American Constitution. USA, USA can't leave. We's one big blob, America, USA, USA. And then Gushman would say, oh, yeah, because Stalin allowed a secession to leave the Union, the Soviet Union clause in their constitution. And then he'd put in quotation marks, yay, Stalin, exclamation point. Oh, that protector, that denizen, that promoter of all things good and filled with liberty and freedom, Joseph Stalin. Now, Joy Pullman says in Monday's ruling, inserting gender identity into the word sex in the 1964 employment law, the SCOTUS, Supreme Court, called a man a woman, possibly leading to eventually forcing everyone else to do so. The ruling will lead to a tsunami of polarizing court cases and further degradations of Americans' natural rights to free speech, free association, and to worshiping God as their consciences require. All this in the name of equality, a word that has become a totalitarian weapon. Wow, that's worth quoting. A totalitarian weapon. Now, while I was gone those 2 days, some interesting things happened. I'm going to come back to Joy Pullman next hour. In addition to Aunt Jemima, now, you know that it's over for Aunt Jemima, that she's actually been fired and her career's over. Do you know how you know? She just got invited to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. That's how you know. Now, next on Dancing with the Stars, Aunt Jemima. She could team up with Uncle Ben, right? While I was gone, minding my own business, trying to tell my beloved cousin goodbye, sharing memories of him with my family, Aunt Jemima got the boot. What did Aunt Jemima do to any of these people? It's a vicious, vile, racial stereotype. Almost every mascot of every school that has any sporting teams is now subject to some Black Lives Matter mob madness. If your school is called the Crusaders, forget it. If you have football this fall, if you actually play, you gone. You won't be called the Crusaders. Uncle Ben is also on the chopping block. Now I'm going like, why Uncle Ben? He's a racial stereotype. Well, how? In their statement, Quaker Oats actually says, we recognize, they basically say, yeah, we admit it, we's racist. We have been for a long time. Thank you, Black Lives Matter. Thank you for calling us out and making us see the light. This is utter madness here. So now you have people actually incriminating themselves. If you say that, yeah, it's a racial stereotype, we got to get rid of it, then you're saying you created it, you used it, and you promoted it. Now you're going to get sued.
The NFL now officially has to do something about the Washington Redskins.
The Redskins are they gone. Baseball's Cleveland Indians, they gone. And all this in the name of fairness. What about all the other product mascots? Well, Ole Miss are the Rebels. They can't be the Rebels anymore. Well, that's been being fought for years now.
I'm saying most of these have been in the works for a couple of years and they've been holding out. You can't hold out anymore.
No. You gong. G-O-N-G, gong. Like I said, the Pillsbury Doe child can't be a boy anymore either. Pick your corporate logo. Just pick one. I was actually Mrs. O'Connell earlier. How can Betty Crocker survive? What the heck? Betty Crocker encourages me too. If you've got Betty Crocker, you've got a bunch of women that are hanging out in kitchens with frying pans in one hand and an apron on, and they're jiggling eggs in another pan.
White
Yeah, totally white privilege.